Why are you looking out the window?
Oh, baby, shh. Waiting on my satellite dish to get here. Nosy?
Well, what do you need with a satellite dish, Martin?
Jada, I got to see Mike Tyson whip some ass on Friday night. That's right. And with the dish, we get to see it free, baby.
We? Martin, I don't even like boxing that much.
Gina, don't worry. I ain't forgot you. That's why I brought the Ecstasy Channel. Yeah, they say it's education.
Education.
Remember that move I put on you last night? Remember that? Caught you a spin jam.
Yeah, right.
Remember that? I learned that on the Ecstasy Channel.
That's so crazy.
And check this out.
What?
It's only gonna set a brother back $75.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good price. How'd you get such a good deal?
Gina, your man has connections, baby. Don't question it.
What's up, Gina?
Hey.
Satellite dish you was asking me about.
Oh, whoa, Martin. Now, I know Cole is not your connection. Baby, his brain isn't even connected to the rest of his body. See, look at him.
Yeah, but you're saying that right in front of the man. Of course he's going to have an out-of-body experience.
What?
See,
what?
You think he's talking? No. Don't be so hard on Cole, Gina. I mean, he knew what I wanted and the man came through. That's all.
That's right, Gina. No.
Dickity.
All right. You guys handle your men.
Thank you.
Yo, Hustle Man was having a going out of business sale.
Well, where's Hustle Man going?
Shorty, I don't know, but he was in the back of a police car.
Oh, damn. Give me my satellite dish. Finish hooking that box up yet? Sly in the family dome?
Martin, these are not the instructions for the satellite dish, man. The instructions for the dishwasher.
I thought you knew something about, man. If you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. Excuse me, baby. Excuse me.
All right, Martin. I've hooked the satellite dish up on the roof.
That's good. Now, did you bolt it down?
Which y'all think I am stupid?
Yeah. Mike, plug this into me.
Yeah. Excuse me, baby. I didn't mean that. Excuse me, baby. Do you have to sit right there, Gina? Baby, no offense, but your head ain't the easiest thing to get around.
All right, Martin. I just need to finish putting the final touches on my Calvin Klein underwear presentation.
What? Yo, girl, I love them drawers.
Really? Cole, you wear Calvin Klein's?
Well, I think I got a pair on right now. Oh, damn. Moms must have the last clean pair on.
But don't worry, Cole, because when I get this account, I will be able to get you and your mother a pair free.
Girl, can you hook me up with the black?
Right away, man.
The black was just yelling
at me. Excuse me. We're trying to work him.
Oh, right. Martin, I'm just trying to talk to Cole about his Calvin Klein's.
What can I? Pick up the box.
All right, you're so testy when a box and mess.
Okay, all right, guys, look here. I think the box is ready. All we have to do now is plug it in.
Oh, I can do that. I got it.
Cole, watch the cord. You just...
All right. What's that? Oh, y'all got too many plugs in this one. I'm going to have to take one out.
No, not that one!
Let me see something. Gina? There's no presentation on the screen. It's blank.
Your brain is blank. Come on. It took me 3 weeks to... You know, I'm gonna kill him.
Move out.
Calm down. Now, don't hurt him until after he hooks up the box, baby. Then you can have your ass-whooping party.
Just get it, Mark. That's it. I'm going to Pam's, and boy, you better pray. You better pray she got it on a backup disc. You better pray, Cole.
You can do it.
Get out of my way.
Yes,
ma'am. God, please let her have it on the backup disc. God, please let her have it on the backup disc. It's about a bitch?
Yeah, I know. It's gonna take Gina all night to get that presentation back together.
Oh, man. Talking about the satellite dish. Still ain't working, man.
Pam, I wanted to say thank you for helping me last night. I'm glad you had that backup disc, girl. And I'm sorry I had to break up that date. Oh, that's all right, Gina.
Morning, ladies.
Hi.
Calvin. I'd like to introduce you to Mrs. Gina Payne. She's my shining star. That's Pamela Jane.
Yeah, see, I likes this. Two young sisters doing your thing. And I bet y'all can give me the flavor that I'm looking for. So what you got?
Well, Mr. Kanai, our goal is to expand your market beyond its core consumers. Let me direct your attention to the graph.
Yo, whoa. Do we gotta do the graph thing? Bell Bottles, why don't you break it down for a brother?
Okay, well, it's like this, Calvin. Oh, you don't mind if I call you Calvin, do you?
Well, not at all.
Okay. See, what Gina was trying to say is that we plan on putting every available onion in a pair of Calvin Kanais, and that's on the real.
Now, I'm with that.
Really? Okay, well, tell me what you think about this slogan. A booty damn sure looks fly in a pair of Calvin Kanais.
No, that's not.
Now, that's a slogan.
That's okay. No, but the slogan that I came up with, the one that I did, was, gentlemen prefer Calvin Kanais. Gentlemen do. I like
that. That sounds kind of... help me, Pam.
Corny.
Yeah, it's whack.
It's whack.
What else you got for me, Bell Bottoms?
Well, see, baby, you should be making your drawers for everybody. You know what I'm saying? For the overweight lover, chunky trunks.
Right.
For the hip-hop brother, funky trunks. And for the brother blessed with a little bit of something extra, donkey trunks.
Oh, snap. A commercial with everyday brothers looking fly in their Calvin Kanais.
Exactly.
Yo, Whitaker, I want her in charge of my account.
You read my mind, Calvin.
Excuse me, Mr. Whitaker. wasn't I your shining star? What about me?
Oh, what about you? You're gonna be assisting Pam. Yo, Cal! Hey!
I'm in charge!
Tommy, there ain't nothing but snow, man.
Okay. So what do you suggest we do about the dish?
Well, somebody gonna have to get up on the roof and turn it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in the wrong direction.
Yeah, somebody gotta get up on the roof and turn it.
Yeah, somebody got...
Man, please, don't even look at me. I went up there last time.
Yeah. You're probably right, Cole. Wouldn't be fair to ask you.
No, wouldn't be fair.
Get on up that roof and turn it.
No, bro. Your legs ain't broke. Why don't you get up there and turn it?
Because I'm the owner of the dish, Hedwin Moses. Besides, afraid of heights.
You afraid who?
I say I'm.
Oh! He afraid of heights! That's why he's not growing!
Jokes, huh? Well, ain't nobody gonna see the fight then, huh? I got on that.
Well, fine. Cool. No problem. Fine. Damn, come on. Oh, get up there. I wanna see the fight, man. All right. Hurry up.
Got yourself going up this thing. Right. You up there yet, man?
Yeah, I'm up here. Right.
Okay. Now take your time. Start turning the disc, Cole.
Can you see anything?
Just a little.
Fly, turn a little more. Yeah. Turn a little more.
Man, it won't go no more.
Oh, man. Push harder, man.
Push, Cole. Just push, man. Hard.
Your turn.
Hey, Gina Wiener. Hey. Oh, wait a minute. You're not still tripping about what happened earlier, are you?
Pam, why should I be tripping just because you stole my account?
Oh, now, come on, Gina. We're a team. Ain't nothing gonna change between us just because I'm in charge.
Pam, I am so glad you said that because for a minute there, I thought that you were, I don't even want to say it, power tripping or something.
Gina, come on now. You're my girl. We dogs. Now be a sweetie and get me some coffee.
Excuse me?
Coffee. Behind you. I'm a little thirsty.
Oh, yeah, I am kind of close to it.
Yeah. You know what, Gina? I want to hear all your thoughts on our print campaign.
Oh, yes. Well, I have some really great ideas. Mm-hmm. I thought that we could...
No, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. See, we need to see big, good-looking buff brothers on billboards wearing nothing but Calvin Klein's.
Excuse me, did you happen to notice that I was in the middle of a sentence, Pam?
Pam!
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something? Obviously not.
Oh, Gina, I have got the best idea. Be a lamb and run down and get some flowers for Calvin.
Flowers? Pam, come on, forget the flowers. We have to go over these numbers. They might want to know how much this campaign is going to cost them.
Gina, numbers don't matter, okay? Image is everything. Damn, that sounded good. You know what? I need to make that a slogan. Write that down, will you?
Is there anything else I can do for you, Pam?
Hey, Pam, Calvin just called. He wants to meet again tomorrow morning at 10. If everything goes well, we've got the account.
Yes! Don't you worry, Mr. Whitaker. We will be ready.
Oh, Gina, we won't exactly be needing you tomorrow at the meeting. I think Miss James can handle this one all by herself.
Got it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We're finally seeing something clear, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Cole, turn it up. Cole, what the hell is this, man? Not one channel in English? What is this, the Fresh Prince of Beirut?
You know what, man? We would have been better off using them satellite dishes on the side of your head. Give me that remote, Cole.
Hey, don't blame me, partner. Cole, the one I had is waiting in the emergency room for 2 hours.
I fell through the roof of my car, man.
What you complaining about? Now you got the convertible you always wanted.
True.
Because then they being subtitled, and they
don't give
you enough time to read.
No, by
the time you get back to
one
place,
Hello!
Hey, Jim, what's up, babe? What you get on?
Martin, can I talk to you for a second, please?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Talk, babe.
Over here.
All right.
That. Martin!
Yeah, baby.
Martin, you would not believe what happened to me at work today. Pam threw me under the bus.
Come on. Tell me, what's on the screen?
Oh, I don't know. It's not quite clear. It looked like I dream of Buddha.
Martin, would you please listen to me?
Gina, baby, I'm listening.
Thank you. Martin, Pam stole my Calvin Klein underwear account, and now my boss won't even let me attend the meeting. I really gotta attend that meeting, Martin. I wanna attend that meeting because I have to show him that I know this campaign better than anybody else.
All right. You sure do, baby. You sure do. Look, don't let Scooby dog you. If it was me, I'd fight Pam man to man.
Man to man? Oh, Martin, you're a genius.
What? Baby, what? You are a genius!
What up, dog?
What's up, man?
My bad. You must be a swirl baby.
No, I'm just Creole. Got a little Indian in my family, you know.
So are you one of Whitaker's boys?
Yeah, man, I am.
Well, I'm Calvin. This here's my accountant, Poindexter.
What's up, Poindexter?
Hey, fella, how you doing? You see that Lions game last night? That's Sanders, man. He's something else, huh?
Sanders. Colonel Sanders, yeah, man, you know, but he be hooking up some chicken, man. But, you know, I like original myself. You know, they be going rotisserie nuggets.
That's funny. Hey, you want a cigar? I'm sorry, brother, I didn't get your name.
Gene Nate. Last name Nate. Ain't nothing like a smooth Philly. Yeah, no.
Well, all right, let's spark one. Before the meeting starts.
Spark one. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Excuse me.
Excuse me. I see you like the mob ones.
Hey, good morning, Calvin. I see you got your whole crew with you. Right, we might as well get right down to this, Pam.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Damn! Look at the swing on that back porch.
Well, that's shy. You know, if you like a big old back porch with dimples. Nasty, man.
Okay, fellas, sit back and check out the biggest ad campaign of the year. Because quite frankly, gentlemen, Calvin Kanai underwear is about to blow up! Okay, Terry, let's start the presentation. Okay, for the kids, we've got baby Kanai. Come on, boo boo. Show them what you got. All right. There you go, baby. Give them a hand. All right. Okay, and for the man who never met a cheeseburger he didn't like, big boy, Kanai, come on now. All right, Nip, show your stuff. You got it, Nip. All right. Thank you, Nip.
Hey, y'all can chill. I've seen enough. I love it.
I thought you would.
So all you got to do is run your numbers by my money man here, and we'll be in business.
Well, I'm sure that Miss James has everything under control. Pam?
What are your projections for the cost of this campaign?
Projections? I project that it won't cost that much.
Well, could you be a little more specific? Just a little.
Well, you see, if you have enough money, you can.
Whitaker, if she doesn't have any numbers, we're gonna have to find another agency.
Shut up, man. I mean, really? You all indignant? I got the numbers for you right here. Right here, man.
All right.
Wait a minute. You do?
Yes, I do.
What the? Girl, is that Gene Nutte?
Who is he?
She's my, he's my. I brought him over from the research department. That's what I did.
If you look right there at the bottom line, you see how cost-effective that this campaign really is, boy?
Yeah.
I've been wanting some of you, Urkel.
All right, Jim.
Oh, now I'm Urkel, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be the judge of that, buddy.
All right, buddy. What are you? Yo, you owe me. You owe me.
I know I owe you. Right.
Well, I ain't mad at nobody. Except you. These numbers, they're on the point. They're on.
They're good.
All right, Whitaker, we got a deal.
All right. Well, thanks, Calvin. You know, we won't let you down.
You guys are very lucky to have that brother on your squad.
Oh, thank very you, partner. Lucky. Very lucky. Good brother, Hayden. Good brother.
Excellent work, young man.
You saved my life.
Yes,
you know
did.
What? I'm going to make sure that Mr. Whitaker knows that it was you that came through with those numbers, girl.
Well, Pam, I couldn't leave you hanging, but you did kick me to the curb, Pam.
Oh, I'm sorry, G. It was just that when Calvin liked my idea, it kind of went to my head.
Yeah, it did. It did.
But you the man, girl.
I'm the man.
You are the man.
You work for
that glad to see that Baldy, Moe, and Wack finally got the dish fixed in time for the fight.
Even you can't bother me, Muhammad Ugly. We about to see the fight of the decade.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Fighters come out of their corners. Tyson throws a left. Oh. It's over! Tyson knocked him out!
No, man! 3 days away for a 10-second fight?
Hey, come on.
Ain't
this about bitching, man?
Look at this. I just blinked and it's on. Hey.
Martin, why did you do that?
Lost my temper.
Well, I'm gonna lose my temper if Cole don't take his hand off my thigh.
Well, whoop his ass, because I'm going to see a fight up in here tonight.
Hey, baby, what are you looking out the window for?
I'm waiting for my satellite to get you.
Hey, baby, what are you looking out the window for?
Karen! Oh, good reaction, man.
Baby, I'm just waiting on my satellite dish to get it.
I tried to get it.